This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is dentist Dr. John Renfro. And Dr. Renfro is with us on behalf of Healthy Yancey, whose organization is dedicated to improving the health of every Yancey County citizen.
Oh, thank you, Steve. We want to begin by talking about children and how you can take care of your child's teeth. Every parent knows that a healthy smile is a sign of a happy child, and oral health experts agree that creating those healthy smiles begins in infancy. The Center for Disease Control experts have developed a set of oral health tips for children called Brush Up on Healthy Teeth. There are four simple steps for kids' smiles. It is very important, number one, to start cleaning the teeth early. As soon as the first tooth appears, begin cleaning by wiping with a clean, damp cloth every day. When more teeth come in, switch to a small, soft toothbrush. Begin using toothpaste with fluoride when the child is 2 years old. Use toothpaste with a fluoride earlier if your child's doctor or your child's dentist recommends it. Point number two, it is important to use the right amount of fluoride toothpaste. Fluoride is important in fighting cavities, but if a child younger than 6 years old swallows too much fluoride, their permanent teeth may have white spots. To keep this from happening, use only a small amount of toothpaste, about the size of a pea, and teach your child to spit out the toothpaste and rinse well. Number three, you should supervise your child's brushing. Brush your child's teeth twice a day until your child can handle a toothbrush alone. Then continue to closely watch brushing. Talk to your child's doctor or dentist. Check with the doctor or dentist about your child's specific fluoride and oral health needs. The American Dental Association recommends that dental visits begin no later than a child's first birthday to establish a dental home. Dentists can provide guidance to children and parents, deliver preventive oral health services, and diagnose and treat dental disease in its earliest stages. This ongoing dental care will help both children and adults maintain optimal oral health throughout their lifetimes. Today, many Americans enjoy excellent oral health and are keeping their natural teeth throughout their lives. Too many people mistakenly believe that they need only to see a dentist if they are in pain or think something is wrong. Numerous recent studies show an association between oral health and a variety of general health conditions, including diabetes and heart disease. There are several simple things we can all do to keep our teeth and smiles healthy. Number one, drink fluoridated water and use fluoride toothpaste. Fluoride protects against tooth decay. Number two, take care of your teeth and gums. Brushing and flossing reduces dental plaque and can prevent gingivitis, the mildest form of gum disease. Number three, you should avoid tobacco. In addition to the general health risk posed by tobacco, smokers have four times the risk of developing gum disease compared to non-smokers. Tobacco use in any form, cigarettes, pipes, and smokeless tobacco, increase the risk for gum disease, mouth and throat cancers, and oral fungus infections. Spit tobacco containing sugar increases greatly the risk of tooth decay. Number four, limit alcohol. Heavy use of alcohol is also a risk factor in mouth and throat cancers. Number five, you should eat wisely and avoid snacks that are full of sugars and starches. Point number six, you should visit your dentist regularly. Checkups can detect early signs of oral health problems and lead to treatments that will prevent further damage and in many cases reverse the problem. Professional tooth cleaning also is important for oral problems. And point number seven, diabetic patients should work to maintain control of their disease, and this will help prevent the complications of diabetes, including a greater risk of gum disease. For more information on how to keep your teeth healthy, contact your local dentist or health care provider. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you very much, Dr. John Renfro, on behalf of Healthy Yancey, whose organization is dedicated to improving the health of every Yancey County citizen. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.